Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Did you know that more than 40% of the food in the United States never gets eaten? That's according to the Natural Resources Defense Council. One of our students, Deborah Balthasar, certainly knows about that. She took part in research on food recovery and food waste through the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health Diversity Summer Internship Program. Deborah joins us today along with Pamela Marte, a junior, who has been accepted into the internship for the summer of 2016. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah, that was quite an experience at Johns Hopkins. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, of course. It was a very wonderful experience to be able to participate in doing research as well as getting a feel for what life in graduate school would be like, especially since I wasn't really thinking about going to graduate school, but it definitely opened my eyes to the world of public health as well as what to expect if I wanted to go to graduate school.
And certainly at a young age, you had just finished your freshman year. So that was something you got out of your comfort zone to go away
definitely.
From home.
Yes, yes.
What was that like?
It was the very first time that I had ever gone so far away from my family, all by myself, literally, and for 10 weeks as well. It was, in the beginning, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but eventually I got used to it. But, I mean, I got to go home between, after a couple weeks I'd go home because my parents would be like, oh, well, we want you to come back home a little bit. But so it was okay.
Now, Pamela, you start. When do you begin?
I leave May 22nd, and the program starts May 23rd.
Are you excited?
Very excited, yes.
What division will you be working in?
I will be working in the pathology lab, which is in the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
And why are you interested in science? Why are you majoring in science?
Well, I'm pre-med, so I'm interested in medical school. I don't see myself doing anything else, and it's just I feel like the research that I've done, I recently presented my research with Dr. Berkey, and that kind of brought it all together, and it made me realize this is what I want to do. And, yep.
So Dr. Agnes Berkey, in the science department, what was your research on?
We did research on essential oils and how they affected or inhibited the growth of skin infections, some skin infections such as the ones that cause athlete's foot and some others.
Terrific. Now, Deborah, your research was on food recovery and food waste, and you wrote a blog about that. So can you tell us what you shared in that blog?
So my blog post was on the Bill Emerson Act and how it helps to reduce food waste. And so, basically,
what is the Bill Emerson Act?
Yeah, so basically what the Bill Emerson Act is a federal act that helps people, like for example, people who are donors, people who want to donate food, whether it's from restaurant chains or from supermarkets, if they want to donate food to people who are in need and they have extra food that is left over, they can do so. But the fear is that, one, it's too expensive to donate the food because it's not just as simple as donating the food. You have to have the means to transport the food and so on and so forth. So a lot of people are kind of deterred from that. And so, as well, people are also scared of whether or not they will be held liable for whether or not people will get food poisoning as well. But the act protects people against that by having something to ensure that there is someone along the step of the way to check everything, make sure that the food is wholesome and good to eat, and make sure that the food is good enough for the people who need it the most.
So what are some average things that a person can do to play a role in this cause?
Yeah, of course there are plenty of things that just everyday people can do. You don't have to be a restaurant or a grocery store to partake in reducing food waste. I mean, it could be as simple as creating a grocery list before you go to the grocery store, because there are a lot of people who are, I guess, guilty of just going to the store and then just thinking that they're just going to buy whatever they need, but then they end up seeing something they want and then they end up buying more than what they need, and then probably they're going to end up not eating the food, and then they end up wasting it by accident because they don't realize. So making a list would be good. As well as understand as well that while you're at the grocery store that there are expiration dates as well as use-by dates. There are there is a difference between the two of them. A lot of people think that as soon as the date says used by this date, that means that you have to throw it away by that date, and that's not true. That date is actually meant for the manufacturer of the product as well as the people who are in charge of the grocery stores to make sure that the food is at the peak of freshness. It doesn't necessarily mean that the food is going to expire by that point. So, I mean, you are the best person to know whether or not the food is expired, so always trust yourself and don't look at the dates expressively unless it says literally expires by. Even on campus, we can do something to help. I actually had some time to sit down with the Sustainability Committee on campus last week, and they were telling me about a way that they were able to reduce food waste on campus by removing trays from the dining hall. I didn't know about this because, well, we never had trays since I come here. So a way to reduce food waste was to remove the trays, but there is still some food waste that is still going on campus, so I would say that to reduce that, it would be to not to take so much on your plates. So the reason why the trays were taken away was so that people wouldn't put so many plates of food and end up not eating everything. But people still pile up the food on the plates, and they think that, well, there's not going to be any more food when they go back. But then they realize that they don't want the food anymore, and they end up throwing it away. So instead, you would need to at least try to taste some things and then try to see if you like it or not, and then go back for more if you
for
want
seconds,
more.
Right. Exactly. So we can all play a role and have our eyes opened. So you've really brought that research home.
Definitely.
Do you find yourself being proactive with your family and friends about this?
Yes. I mean, I was definitely raised not to waste any food.
Terrific.
Yes, definitely.
Terrific. Now, the partnership with Johns Hopkins was established by Dr. Barbara Dietrich, a Caldwell University alumna, and she is professor of pathology at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and you were able to meet with her. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yes. It was a very wonderful experience. I did get to complete a small rotation in her lab, and I got to see how in the hospital where I think Pam will be working, how people are able to diagnose certain things through the variety of tests and things. And as well, I also got to sit down and talk with her, and she was telling me about all of her experiences, and it was simply amazing to listen to all of her experiences and everything that she had been through from since she began here at Caldwell College, as it was, and up until the point where she found herself at Johns Hopkins. And as well, she told me about the importance of being able to open doors for women who are interested in medicine, since there were plenty of things that she had to go through, plenty of trials that she had to go through in order to establish herself inside the medical field.
And talking about opening doors, since you did this internship, doors have been opened for you.
Yes, definitely. I would say that a direct result of the internship was the my ability to become a biology tutor on campus. Like, I get to help people with any problem that they have, especially as with my experience as a biology major. I get to sit down with people and help them out, and I also got exposure to research, and then I found that even though initially I wasn't 100% sure if I was interested really in research, I found that research is pretty enjoyable. I don't see myself really going in the direction of doing research, but according to one of the heads of the program, she had told me that she enjoyed my writing so much that she said that I probably should consider a career path in scientific journalism.
And are you considering that?
I am definitely considering, yes.
That's terrific. Pamela, what are your hopes for this internship?
I definitely have a lot of expectations and a lot of things I want to get out of this summer internship. I've heard a lot of things from Debbie, including the mentoring opportunities, the networking opportunities. I'm also excited about meeting other people from different universities, people from different majors that are hopefully going to inspire me and help me in the path, and hopefully I can bring something to the table.
And well, traveling. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
I've never been to Baltimore, no.
So that should be exciting.
Yes. I'm very excited about that, too.
Well, thank you both for being here. You certainly make Caldwell University proud. Our guests have been Caldwell University students Deborah Balthasar and Pamela Marte. I'm Colette Liddy. Thank you for listening to Caldwell University Conversations. Please join us next time.